meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order.
Today, we have a work session scheduled for the full committee on House Bills 2392, 2376, 2221, 2082, 2126, 2127, 2079, 2177, 2137, 2139, 2384, and 2194, possible, very probable introduction of two additional bills. Council, would you like to detail a bit? We'll open the work session on House Bill 2392.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2392 involves the state's death penalty statute. In the last session, the committee added a fourth question for the jury to answer in deciding whether a defendant should receive the death penalty. Late last year, however, the state Supreme Court found that fourth question to be unintelligible and suggested different language. In the interim, the Joint Judiciary Committee drafted a bill to track the Supreme Court's language, and that's what House Bill 2392 does. There are some dash one amendments that are grammatical changes, minor ones at the suggestion of the Department of Justice that the committee would need to adopt at this point.
Minor technical amendments?
Very minor, very technical, Your Honor.
Thank you, Counsel. Is there a motion on the bill, on the amendments?
Move the amendment. As summarized by Counsel.
Thank you. Representative Mason moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2392. Is there a discussion on the amendments? Is there objection to the amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Is there a motion on the bill?
To the floor. Do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Mason moves House Bill 2392 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there a discussion on the motion? If none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Aye.
Representative Bauman? Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan? Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson? Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Both aye. Bill is passed to the floor.
Carry. Is there a carrier?
I had assigned myself. Would you a greater interest?
Nope, that's fine. If there wasn't, I was going to volunteer. But
every once in a while, I like to
be of assistance
to the committee.
You might,
thank you.
Chairman, I had an inquiry about this bill earlier today from one of the members vis-a-vis the Supreme Court decision, I think it was yesterday. So you might be warned.
Human Network?
No, the murder convictions overturned. I believe that one or both those decisions might have related to this bill. You might check into that.
There be a reason why the esteemed vice chair brought that up after we've taken the vote?
Wouldn't have changed
thank
the
you.
Bill, but I was just trying to warn you.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Some knows better, no notice.
Let me request that on that last vote, those members not responding be shown as excused.
Only Mason.
Those not responding be shown as excused in the last vote. You could if you want to ask for permission. Representative Johnson, did I hear you move to be allowed to cast your vote on House Bill 2392?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark.
Perhaps a suggestion, since there are a couple of members also absent, perhaps the appropriate time might be when everyone is here to do it all at once. Just trying to save the chair some time.
We could ask for unanimous consent to suspend the rules at that point so that they can vote on the...
Right.
Well, we'll see when they come in, if they get here before the committee's over.
Right.
But Representative Johnson's here, so I'll be glad to recognize the motion.
I'd so request, and if granted, I'd vote aye.
Their objection to Representative Johnson being able to cast whatever vote he wishes to cast.
Chair, can I inquire of the chair if we have to ask how we're, we have to tell you how we're going to vote?
No, Representative Edmondson, you don't need to do that.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think that if I might, hate to be so traditional, usually it is noted whether or not that late vote will change the actual
thank you,
result.
Mr. Vice Chair.
It will not.
Representative Johnson, how do you vote?
Aye.
Representative Bauman, Representative Johnson just asked that he
aye.
Be allowed to cast his vote on 2392. There was no objection to that. If you choose to make the same motion, my guess is you may not find objection. Would you like to move?
I'd like to
motion?
Make the same motion, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there objection to the motion allowing Representative Bauman to cast her vote on 2392? Hearing none. Representative Bauman, how would you vote on 2392?
Aye.
Thank you. All right. Now we will, that closes the action on 2392. Open the work session on House Bill 2376.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2376 adopts the Uniform Transfer on Death Security Registration Act, which would allow people to register who they want to have their securities when they die. The act would make registration of securities very similar to what are called POD, or pay-on-death bank accounts, where somebody simply designates the beneficiary, and then upon their death, the shares would become the property of the beneficiary. It's a probate avoidance technique.
Thank you, counsel. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2376?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move that House Bill 2376 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2376 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Aye.
Representative Bauman.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Parks. Representative Cesari.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. Representative Bryan, before we call to close the voting on House Bill 2376.
Bryan votes aye, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Bryan votes aye. The bill is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix, would you be kind enough to carry
that?
Thank you. Open the work session on House Bill 2221. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2221 expands the Oregon Liquor Control Commission's authority to fine certain servers of alcoholic beverages. Under current law, some servers and not others may be fined and have their licenses suspended. Those servers who do not now, or who not may not now be fined, would like the OLCC to have the authority to fine them instead of suspending their licenses, because they find paying the fine to a more palatable penalty. The OLCC would also like to have this authority so that they can have a more effective enforcement against, for example, servers at one-day events for whom suspending a license is after the fact is not an effective sanction. The bill also gives teachers under the Alcohol Server Education gives the OLCC the authority to fine servers under the Alcohol Server Education Program. While the bill was in committee, the committee questioned whether the OLCC needed to be able to fine the Alcohol Server Education Program teachers as much as $2,000, and that amount was reduced to $1,000. There is a very small fiscal impact for this bill.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on the bill? Is there an e-motion or a motion on the bill? Representative Mannix.
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 2221, as amended by the subcommittee, be sent to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2221, as amended, be passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Representative Baumann.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Cinceri.
Yes.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Hard to imagine two in a row that I see my name as carrier on. I'll take that responsibility. Hope for the best, committee.
I don't want to weigh down your shoulders.
Now open the work session on House Bill 2082. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2082 modifies how the Employment Division attaches its lien to the personal property of an employer who fails to make required unemployment compensation payments. Under current law, the Employment Division attaches its lien to personal property by filing a notice in each county in which the Employment Division wants the lien to attach. This bill would permit the Employment Division to file a warrant in one county and then file a copy of that warrant with the Secretary of State, thereby expediting its lien attachment procedures. Under current law, the lien of the Employment Division can be bumped by later filed liens for labor and taxes. This makes a slight modification in that rule so that Internal Revenue Service liens filed later no longer entirely bump the Employment Division lien. They have the same priority.
Thank you, Council. Discussion on House Bill 2082.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cinceri.
Does this allow for an attachment to personal property? Personal home?
No, that's not personal
property.
Council.
I mean, is it personal home? This is
The specific attachment procedure that we're discussing, Representative Cinceri, does refer specifically to personal property. However, the Employment Division does have the authority to issue a warrant and have the sheriff seize and sell real property as well as personal property.
Further questions? Further discussion on House Bill 2082, Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2082 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2082 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Representative Baumann.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Yay.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Cinceri.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. In spite of your excitement about this bill, Representative Johnson, I'm still going to allow Representative Clark to carry the bill.
Mr. Chair, I just happened to notice that on our on our summary sheet it says yays, and it didn't say anything about ayes,
Mr. Chair,
or noses or anything else.
For the benefit of one of our new members, that is a typo and it should read yes.
Oh.
I have a very long meeting with staff after this to take care of these kinds
Thank
of problems.
You. Thank you very much.
House Bill 2126, Mr. Chamoff.
And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2126 has two parts. First, it defines what is not a timeshare under the timeshare legislation. Explains that when there is a shared residence, one that everybody owns and can show up whenever they want to, it's not a timeshare and subject to regulation by the real estate agency. That's opposed to someone in a timeshare agreement where you have a master agreement. Essentially, you own the right to show up at a particular time, such as you may have this property in May. The other part of the bill, under current law, someone who acquires an interest in a timeshare after 1983 can go to court and get a trustee appointed to take over the management of the property when it's being mismanaged. This bill allows that same right for timeshare owners who acquired their interest in the timeshares before 1983.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on this bill? Questions? Discussion? Motions?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move that we send House Bill 2126, as amended by the subcommittee, to the floor of the House
with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2126 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yay.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Yay.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yay.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
I'm expecting
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. I believe the ayes have it, followed closely by the yeses and yeas. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative Bryan.
Mr. Chair, I might, Representative Clark and I think this voting is getting out of control, but as the true traditionalists here, we would ask all voting be done in the British manner, and we divide between two rooms with a counter from now on out.
There's a lot to be said for dividing this group up, I can tell you that. All right, the bill is passed to the floor. House Bill 2127, Learned Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2127 deals with membership campgrounds, which are a great deal like timeshares. However, the laws protecting campground membership owners are not as detailed or as expansive as those for timeshare owners. This bill, in its most important aspect, requires operators of membership campgrounds to give members essentially a piece of the property in signing these folks up. This ownership interest is important so that if the campground operator goes into bankruptcy, the members of the campground are not left as unsecured creditors. As secured creditors, they would be in the same category or class of creditors as the, for example, the secured lender of the campground operator.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2127? Representative Bryan.
Chair, move 2127 as amended to the floor of due pass.
Thank you, Representative Bryan. Representative Bryan moves House Bill 2127 as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Representative Bauman.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Sinceri.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative Bell, would you be so kind as to carry this?
Yes.
Thank you.
Aye.
Judiciary Committee has a wide range of subjects that come before it.
We were commenting about we hadn't seen that one before.
No.
Carry your mind, anticipate questions.
I knew your interest. No, I won't. House Bill 2079. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, in 1987, Oregon's quarantine statutes were revised, and currently there are statutory procedures in place which allow a person to be quarantined for up to 60 days. The Health Division requested the ability to hold somebody for a period of 180 days, specifically to treat tuberculosis, which is a disease which cannot be rendered non-infectious within the 60-day period. The bill was amended by the subcommittee to specify that the additional period of time to 180 days would be used only for airborne diseases.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2079?
Only, Mr. Chair, that I anticipate this will go out, and I'd like, with the Chair's permission, I'd like to carry it because I think I could probably better anticipate questions coming from all sides of the bill.
Thank you, Representative Bauman. In the likely event this bill passes, I had hoped you would carry it.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Mannix.
I move that House Bill 2079, as amended by the subcommittee, be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2079, as amended, to be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yep.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative Bauman, would you please carry that bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. House Bill 2177. Learn it, counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2177 establishes a basically chemical dependency diversion program for licensees of the State Board of Nursing. It would allow them to suspend disciplinary procedures when a person is undergoing treatment. The program established by the Board of Nursing is very similar to that established by the Board of Medical Examiners and the Board of Pharmacy. The bill also allows the board to establish fees which would pay for the program. And finally, the bill was amended to clarify the confidentiality provisions of the program and to establish the rulemaking authority of the board regarding this program.
Thank you, counsel. Is there further discussion on House Bill 2177?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Edmondson.
I was unfortunately unable to be at this committee meeting.
That.
And I do intend to vote for this measure. However, I'd like the committee to know that I'm very concerned about the confidentiality provisions of our public records, and that and this seems to be an appropriate provision. However, I would have raised that to the committee had I been there.
Thank you very much, Representative Edmondson. Further discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move that we send House Bill 2177 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended by the subcommittee.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2177 as amended be forwarded to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Representative Bauman.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Sinceri.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Chair votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix, would you carry this bill?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. House Bill 2137, open the work session. Learned counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, what House Bill 2137 does is add the terminology lottery tickets or shares into the present definition of forgery in the first degree. This was requested because there was some question as to whether or not instruments issued by a governmental agency were adequate to cover the intent of altering or modifying lottery tickets. Yes, that's what this does.
Thank you, counsel. Further discussion on House Bill 2137. Is there a motion on House Bill 2137?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Sunseri.
House Bill 2137.
Thank you. Representative Sunseri moves House Bill 2137 to the floor with a two-pass recommendation. Further discussion? No. Oh. As amended, yes.
As amended.
Let me restate that. House Bill 2137 as amended, yes, to the floor with a due-pass recommendation.
An important amendment.
Change the word.
Okay, is there further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Representative Bauman.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Sinceri.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Representative Sunseri, would you shepherd that bill?
I would have asked, sir.
Pardon?
Thank you. Open the work session on House Bill 2139. Esteemed counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, currently the crime of providing false information to a police officer is applicable only to criminal and traffic-related offenses, which is covered in ORS 162385 and ORS 807625. When individuals are enforcing the state's wildlife and commercial fishing and boating laws, the individuals who are issuing citations are not covered by the same provision. What this bill does is establish as a Class A misdemeanor the offense of giving false information regarding name, address, and date of birth to any enforcement officer for the purposes of issuing a citation in our fish and wildlife statutes and our commercial and our boating statutes.
Thank you, Council. Is there discussion on House Bill 2139? As amended?
As amended.
One question, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
Is that why we have the new ORS provisions inserted, 153325 to 153430?
Mr. Chair, Representative Mannix, that's correct. The bill originally came in with only wildlife and wildlife violation officers, and the State Marine Board requested, and apparently it was an oversight, that they not be included as well.
Thank you. You want a motion?
Further questions? Be delighted.
I move that House Bill 2139 be sent to the House floor with a due pass recommendation as amended by the subcommittee.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2139 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Representative Bauman.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Cinceri.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. The bill is passed to the floor. Representative Parks, although absent today, will do a fine job carrying this bill. Open the work session on House Bill 2384. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Crime and Corrections Subcommittee got a rather interesting lesson in the course of all this about who you could lie to about what. What House Bill 2384 does is make it an offense to give false information about the about liability insurance to a police officer. The issue was raised to the subcommittee that when a police officer stops you, you cannot lie about your name, address, and date of birth. However, you are required to carry liability insurance and coverage, but there was not, if the officer asked you about it, you could lie with impunity and say you had it. So what this bill does is make it also an offense to lie to the police officer about liability insurance coverage.
Thank you, Council. Further discussion, is there a discussion on House Bill 2384? Is there a motion on House Bill 2384?
No.
Representative Mason?
The floor, do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Mason moves
not
House
amended.
Bill
no amendments.
2384 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there a discussion on the motion?
Well, just briefly.
Representative Bauman?
Just briefly, it's not a particularly exciting bill as far as addressing what the problem is. The committee identified the problem, decided it was probably a problem that should go to transportation, but given the vast subject area that judiciary gets to cover this session, we might want to go ahead as a committee and see if we can come up with a committee bill that deals with the problem that the witnesses on behalf of this bill identified.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Bauman. As you know, we do have another bill that came before that subcommittee that is still ready for action, not before us today.
I don't want to let the good be the victim of the best, Mr. Chair, so I'll support this bill.
Thank you, Representative Bauman. Further discussion. Representative Mannix.
I was just going to say there will be other vehicles for dealing with this issue coming our way. Thank you.
Perhaps we should get moving. Further discussion.
Your engines.
Step on it.
Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
This is the only fun we get all week, Mr. Chairman.
Representative
Bauman.
Representative Bauman.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Cinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill is passed to the floor. Mr. Vice Chair, can you handle this? Thank you very much. Representative Mason will carry the bill. We'll open the work session on House Bill 2194.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2194 grants two correctional officers the authority of a peace officer when preventing an escape or pursuing an inmate in the act of escaping. The issue that was brought to the committee had to do with the fact that when correction officers begin to start apprehending an escaping convict, that at a certain point they reach a line and their authority to continue pursuing that individual would end. What this bill does is extends that provision to them so that they can basically chase and catch, hopefully, the escapees.
Thank you, Council.
Did you get what?
Representative Mason.
For the non-sub members, this discussion will be a bit on the esoteric side.
But it always is.
Council, as I look at the dash one amendments, it looks like 7-Eleven is back in because of the language or has escaped or unlawfully.